Grain markets have been pretty volatile lately. Now, starting with wheat, what has been going on in the markets?
Well, you go back last week, we had a 40-cent decline in wheat prices. Medford prices dropped from $7.17 down to $6.77. But this week, they've been wandering around in about a 10-cent range, somewhere around that $6.80. The basis has been steady. If you look at forward contracting for 2022 wheat, you can forward contract in Medford now for $6.80.
What about corn and sorghum prices?
Well, they've also been volatile. And you go back last week, corn prices fell from $5.58 to $5.21. That's a 37-cent decline. But again, this week, wandered around in about a 20-cent range, down around $5.20. Sorghum follows corn prices at Medford from $6.13 down to $5.50. This week, the price is $5.50 to $5.55. Just not much happening there.
And what about soybeans and cotton?
Well, they're a little different than the corn and the wheat. Soybeans, they knocked off 80 cents off the market on the last couple weeks, from $13 to $12.20, but put on another 40 cents this week, so they recovered a little bit. They're back to about $12.60. Cotton got up to 95 cents last week. It went down to 93. It's wallowing 93.94 now. And canola, if you're looking at forward contracting canola for harvest delivery of next year, 22, $11.40. That's a pretty good canola price.
What's causing the increase there?
Well, low production this year. With the drought in the northern United States and Canada, we're losing that crop. The European canola crop, which is the major area for producing canola, they're having problems with the crop. And so it's just lack of supply with canola. And it's next year before we'll get any more canola. And so prices are going to remain relatively high.
Now, overall, prices seem to have stabilized a bit. What's the reasoning there?
No new information. We were getting a lot of information in the last couple of weeks. Russia going from 3.1 billion bushels down to less than 2.7. European Union rain going on there in France, Germany. German crop down around 4%. France crop about 40%, less than 40% of its milling quality. You've got South America, you've got early freeze down there, you got dry conditions. All that information was last week. This week, not much has changed.
So from here, where are prices expected to go, up or down?
Yes, they will. every day, at the end of the market every day, we're at equilibrium, and there's a 50% chance of prices going up and a 50% chance of prices going down. And I think the market is comfortable with where it is right now. There's going to be some things happening relatively soon in the corn market, because once that corn starts hitting the scales, the crop tours had corn production above USDA, so we'll see how that works out. So things can happen pretty fast in corn and in beans. With wheat, I think it's a little more stable.
So it's really just a waiting game at this
point. It's a flip of the coin.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.
Damn.